And if you believe God's word tonight, you stand. I'll put it that way. If you believe God's word tonight, it's true, and it's truth, and it's inerrant, it's infallible. In Romans chapter 15, just going to read one verse, and you'll know, you that's been washed in the blood of Calvary, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about before I ever get started. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. The word of God says this, Paul says this, Romans 15, verse 30. Says, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit. For the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Now listen to what Paul says to the church here in Rome. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. And this second part right here is where if the Lord will help us tonight, we want to stay right anchored in. And for the love of the Spirit. And for the love of the Spirit. That you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Let's pray. Oh, Father, Lord, we thank you, God, for your blessings. Father, I thank you for this people. I thank you for his pastor and his family. Father, I thank you for the word of God. I thank you, Lord, that it's truth tonight. And Father, if we anchor in your word, then it'll be the Holy Ghost that'll preach. And Father, that's what I want tonight. Lord, I'm not anything, but Lord, you're everything. I'm not real big, but Father, you're real big. And Father, I ask you tonight, for the love of the Spirit, that you let us just anchor in your word, God. I pray that I'd preach everything, Father, that you'd have me to say. I pray that you'd give me boldness to preach whatever you'd have me to preach. But Father, I pray, God, I'd not preach one thing more than that. Not one thing over that. God, I pray that it would all be in the Spirit and not be in the flesh at all. But God, most of all, I don't care what anybody else thinks. I don't care what anybody else knows. But God, as long as you're glorified and exalted, Lord, that's what we want tonight. Father, if you're high and lifted up, and Lord, when we leave this place tonight, we just thank you, God, for what you've done, for saving old sinners, Lord, like me. God, I pray, God, tonight that you'd help us. And Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit would bear witness. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen. You may be seated. I want to tell you what, I'm going to talk tonight about what's one part of the Trinity that sometimes is overlooked, sometimes we don't pay a whole lot of attention to, but I'm going to talk tonight for the love of the Spirit. I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost is the best friend that I have ever had. He's the only one that can keep me when I couldn't keep myself. He's the only one that can draw me. And I'm going to tell you, I just want to preach tonight. Oh, no, I don't even know your steps, but I'll get to know them time it's over with. And see, this world doesn't know anyone. Anyone like the Holy Spirit. If he doesn't move in this place, there's no sense in me or you being here. If he don't bear witness, there's no sense in me and you being here. If he's not moving among us, there's no sense. If he's not convicting, if he's not glorifying, if he's not pointing to Jesus, there's no sense in us being here tonight. But I'm going to tell you tonight, he is here. I tell you what, sometimes I've been in places he's misunderstood. Sometimes they try to shroud him in a bunch of mystery and all this. But I'm going to tell you what tonight, church, he's living inside me. He rules. He reigns. He's very real. He's very personal. He knows exactly where I am. He knows where you are. And I'm going to tell you, I'm here for one simple reason, for the love of the Holy Spirit and because of what Jesus Christ has done in my life. That's the only reason. I can't brag on me. I can't brag on anybody else, but I can brag on Jesus tonight and the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you what, he's a person who does something for the believer that nobody else can. Nobody else can. I'm going to tell you what. His name is the Holy Ghost. He is the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you where he lives. He lives inside my heart. And if you're saved tonight, you've already felt that tug. I tell you what, you know, you guys singing right there, and I could hear that. Oh, yeah. You get around God's people, it don't take too long. It don't take very long to know who you're around. I'm going to tell you, he abides in every believer. And many times we don't worship him or allow him to do what he wants to do. At the end of all this, we'll know 6 months from now whether there's revival or not. It won't be, hey, listen, it won't be over in a week. It won't be over in six. Hey, you may still hear about it. You may still know it's going 6 years from now. That's why the Holy Ghost, he leaves his mark wherever he goes. And I'm going to tell you this tonight. Love, you know, love, it's a feeling of strong personal attachment is what the love means right here. That's what it means in this text. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. Hey, I know what the love of family is. I've got my wife with me. I know what love is between a husband and a wife. I thank God for my wife. I thank God that he sent her my way. She's helped me. I'm going to tell you what. I know what it is. I know what it is for a mother. I know I've got a mother. I've got a daddy that's in glory. Been in glory about 2 years now. I'm going to tell you, I know what the love is. I've got a daughter that's 23 years old and a daughter that's 21 years old. I know what that love feels like. And I know what kind of love, and thank God for that love. I'm going to tell you what. I thank God that he showed me that I've had love in my family. I know what all that is. I know what it is to have the love of brothers and sisters in Christ. I know what that feels like, and I know what it is when I get along with them. I know all those things. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I know what the love of God is. God looked down, saw somebody like me. I'm going to tell you what, just walking around, I tell you what, nothing I could do to get to him. So he came to me, and he made a plan, and you know what he did? He was going to send his son to die. Hey, he showed me grace. He showed me mercy. He gave me forgiveness. He lifted me up from way, way, way down and brought me out of the miry clay and set my feet on. Hey, I'm going to tell you, if you knew about me, I know a little bit about Brother BJ. I'm going to tell you what, if you knew about me, I wouldn't be here preaching either. It ain't always been a preacher. I ain't always been a preacher. Oh, but for the love of the Spirit. Hey, I know what the love is. To be loved by Jesus Christ. He's a man that took my place. He took my place. They nailed him to a cross. They nailed his hands. They nailed his feet. They drove a spear in his side, put a crown of thorns. They striped his back. I'm going to tell you what. I know what the love of Jesus Christ is. He looked down through time and saw somebody like me and said, Father, I'll go. And he got there to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he drank that bitter cup for me and for you. I know what the love of Jesus Christ is. I'd be lost tonight without him. I'd be lost tonight without God. But there's one living inside of me. For the love of the Spirit. My friend. My guide, my leader, my director, the one that puts a hedge around me and my home, the one that guards my family, the one that tells the devil you can't go but so far, and once you go so far, I'll tell you when to leave. The one that's got his hand on the thermostat, and when the devil starts turning it up, he puts his arm around it and says, turn it back a little bit. Hey, I know what the Holy Spirit. I tell you what God told me to do tonight, what the Holy Ghost told me to do. He don't ever brag on himself, but I'm going to tell you what God's Word said. It said, brag on the one that can send revival. Right? Bring on what can send revival. I'm going to tell you what. Y'all going to know a lot about me. I ain't going to tell you everything. It's between me and God. You'll know a little bit about me. As a young man, or not even a man, a little boy, way up in the mountains, I've been taken to church from a time I can't even remember when I wasn't in church. Had a grandfather that pastored 50-some years. Had a great-grandfather that preached in the mountains. Couldn't read, so his wife would read him the text, and he would take it and put it in his heart, and he would read, and he would preach. That's where I came from. I grew up in a church, pastoring that church today, believe it or not. Said I'd never do it. No way, but here I am. I've been pastoring there 16 years. In that church I grew up with when I was a child, a lot of the men wore overalls. And a lot of them wasn't educated. I got a grandmother, she didn't have but a 9th grade education. They farmed. But I tell you what, as a little bitty boy, I'd go in that church. And it wasn't like this every time. But see, the Holy Ghost. Hey, I wasn't saved yet, but you know what? I knew, hey, we'd be back there, little boys, we'd be back there playing and slapping each other on the head, and people be flipping us, they'd take us out and wear us out, and we'd come back in there, and I'm going to tell you, but there were certain times in that church, guess what? Everybody come in, but there was something different about some of them services. And I was a little bitty fella. I wasn't saved. I didn't know. But I'm going to tell you, I remember I'd come in sometimes, and as a lady, they thought she didn't have it all together up here. She like me. Didn't think as a whole lot, didn't have it all together. But I tell you what, she'd come in, and you know what she'd see? She'd get down in the altar, and she'd sing right before church started, get on her knees, raise her hand, and sing all for 1,000 tons to sing. She'd sing that, and I would sit there, and I'd walk in, and I'd see her at Ingles, I'd see her at the grocery store. You know what she'd do? She'd come shouting down the aisle. Every time, and I'd run, I'd try to get away because she'd embarrass me. I tell you what, sometimes the Holy Ghost would start moving in there. And see, what I didn't know, I was getting introduced. So down the road, there's going to be a day come, but I was being introduced, and it was amazing. God would start working in that church, and I tell you, old Miss Maddie sit there, and she'd start clapping like this. I don't know what y'all do. Don't know how you do. Don't care what you do, how you do. I'm just telling you what the Holy Ghost. I tell you, and when it would happen, this little boy would get little chill bumps on him. He'd sit down. There wasn't nobody getting took out. You know why? Because it was different that day at church. And they'd go to shouting. And boy, and they'd go to shouting. I remember a little boy. Son, he'd shave his head. His hair wasn't that long. Had a shaved head. And I tell you what, I remember him sitting there, and he'd start crying. You know what? He was 6, 7 years old. And I remember sitting there thinking, why is he crying? I'm going to tell you what. When the Holy Ghost started working through there. But you know what? They were showing me. They were somebody. He was real. It wasn't no show. It wasn't no sophisticated. I'm going to tell you what. They knew God. And I'm going to tell you what. They could pray through and get through. And the Holy Ghost would start meeting. And he would meet in that place. And you know what I've been doing? I was being introduced to somebody that I would meet a little bit later. And see, they would come through there. I remember those testimonies. I remember all those things. I remember those saints witnessing. And still today, I can still remember them old saints testifying. They've been in glory for a long time. But I'm going to tell you what, I remember when he started convicting me. If there's anybody here, somebody may say, I don't know nothing what you're talking about. I don't understand. Listen, the Holy Ghost will let you know whether you're saved or lost. The Holy Spirit will let you know. It ain't my job to let you know. It ain't Brother BJ's job to let you know. It ain't your job to tell him what to preach or anybody else what to preach. I tell you, the Holy Ghost comes in. The Holy Ghost takes over. When the Holy Ghost takes over, I tell you what, God deals with each one of us individually. Hey, I got stuff I got to get rid of. You probably got stuff you got to get rid of. But I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost will let you know. And he'll let, hey, if you're lost tonight, he'll let you know. If you're saved tonight, he'll let you know. If you're backslid, he'll let you know. If you're a prodigal, he'll let you know. He'll let you know exactly where you are, where you stand, and how God feels about it. Amen? That's what he'll do. That's what he's done for me. Ain't that right? I'm going to tell you, I was about 7 or 8 years old. I don't know if any of y'all been to Gatlinburg. There's a place called Christus Gardens over there. I was a little bitty fella. Wax people, but it was in church people, or people out of the church, out of the Bible. And I remember right toward the end of it, they had a big old thing of Jesus hanging on the cross. I couldn't look at it. Oh, that friend. My mom goes, why can't you look at that? I said, Mom, I don't look at it. She said, that shouldn't bother you. That's what your Jesus did for you. And I was like, I know, that's what he did for me. For me. Hey, it's going to be Mom and Daddy's Jesus, but you know what? Mom and Daddy couldn't get me saved. I had to go that way, right? I remember getting in that car. My mom sung in a quartet, and they'd sing this song, The Third Man. Every time they'd get up there and talk about, start singing it. And when they get, for about the last 4 or 5 months, kids, every time they sung that song, I'd get my dad and say, Daddy, I got to go to the bathroom. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It wasn't, you know why? Because, they, you know what was, gee, I would lay in bed, and you know what I was having trouble with? That he did it for me. That he just didn't do it for Daddy. He just didn't do it for Mama or Mama and Papa or any of them rest of them saints. I had to get to a place in my life where he did it for me. Whew. I'm going to tell you what. He kept dealing with me. 1976, 45 years ago. Second pew. That friend came by. I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't want to burn in hell for eternity. And guess what? I didn't come up that old dirt. I tell you, it wasn't but a lane and a half. I didn't come up that road thinking that day I was going to get saved. There may be somebody here tonight. You know what? You didn't expect tonight you was going to get saved. But you know what? I didn't know that I was going to get saved that day. I went to church like any other Sunday morning. I couldn't tell you what the preacher preached because you know what? The Holy Ghost was working on me. And I came out of there and I'll tell you what I got now. And my grandmother got by beside me and she got underneath me. And she looked at me and she said, son, what do you need Jesus to do? I said, I need him to save me. I said, Mama, I don't want to go. I can remember I was 9 years old. My grandmother's on one side. My daddy was on the other side. And I went to praying. And I remember her telling me, she goes, you know what, son? I tell you what, I know you want him to be your Savior. And he'll be your Savior. But are you going to make him Lord? Are you going to do it? What are you going to do? Hey, he can save you. But it's another thing if he makes you Lord. If you're his Lord. So see, he said this. And I got there. She said, if he tells you to sing, will you sing? I said, I just want to be saved. You know what she said then? You know what she said? If he tells you to witness, will you witness, son? I said, ma'am, I'm 9 years old. I looked at her, I was crying. I said, I don't want to go to hell. You know what she said? Oh, son, he's a big God. He's capable of doing that. But what are you going to do? And then she looked at me. And I can still see her. She's been in glory. She turned around and looked at me and she said, if he calls you to preach, will you preach? I'm 9 years old. I said, Mama, whatever. I said, I just want to be saved. She said, son, count the cost. You know what? I come out of there. I was saved. I was coming down. Hey, I came out of there. I believe when I hit that altar, I believe and I said, Lord, save me. I believe that. She wanted to make sure. And I'll never forget an old dairy farmer was behind me. He picked me up and started doing like this to everybody, yelling out I'd got saved. But you know what? The Holy Spirit saved me. He saved me. He saved me. That's my special day. Since that day, I've never been alone. You remember the day you got saved? Yes, sir. I want you to think about it. You know what? You know what God's people need? They need a reviving of the ministry of the Holy Ghost. We're so busy looking at Washington. I don't care what you are down here. I don't care what anybody is. God's on the throne, right? God's on the... I'm for whatever God wants, right? Hope that's all right, brother. Listen. Remember the day you got saved? Don't you ever go too far from that. You know what you and me, you know what we are? We're filthy, wicked, nasty sinners. That's all we are. You say, well, I'm not that way. Then get saved. You'll see yourself that way, right? If you get, I'm not into Pharisees. I'm not, I'll be honest with you, I'm not even really religious. Religion will send you to hell. I got Jesus. I got the Holy Ghost. See, I want to tell you something. You remember the day you got saved? You remember where he found you? You remember where he found you? Oh, you remember what you used to be? You say, I want to forget that. No, don't forget that. That's what he saved you out of. You say, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't wait. Them old timers talking about, they want a glorified body. I just need a glorified mind. If I could just get a glorified mind, I'd be doing really well. One of these days, I'm going to get it all erased. All that junk I've put in my mind, all them old picture albums that's in my mind, the things I can't get rid of, the things that the devil brings up, one of these days, he's going to clear it all out. Give me a glorified mind, and that's all I want. Give me a glorified mind, and I'll be right where God will. Hey, if I had it right now, the devil would love to mess that up. I tell young preachers, don't put all that junk in your head like I'm so scarred up. God will be, you won't have to worry about it anymore. Do you remember that day you got saved? I beg you. I don't care if you're 105 years old here tonight. Don't ever, ever get over that. The day you get over it is the day you'll start getting cold. The day you get over it, you're going to start having a hard time praying. The reason a lot of God's people don't have the joy of their salvation, they forgot what they were before they got saved and what Jesus saved them out of. If you're saved tonight, you don't have to burn in hell. I'll never smell it, never see it, never hear it. You know why? Because the Holy Ghost is in my heart. Hey, I don't know if anybody's saved here, whether you are or whether you ain't, but I know I am. And that's what matters to me. I know where I'm going. I ain't worried about it because I know where I'm heading. See, I want to praise him. I'm just going to praise him tonight. For 45 years of keeping me. I want to praise him tonight for his patience and his long suffering. See, this old boy didn't always stay amongst them saints. I want to praise him tonight for him going with me. It's a shame, really. The places I took him that he should have never went with me. But you know what? I was never lost. I was never lost. Devil tried to say, son, you went all that junk. You lost. You know what? Rest of them could keep on going, but I'd be up going like this. You know what? I couldn't go to God's house. You say, well, that's terrible. No, I tried it one Sunday. I'd been out one Saturday night, and I decided I was going to go to church. Well, I went to one church. I was at Appalachian State University in Boone. I went to one church. It is just a social club. They's part of them drinking like I. They'd all went after that church and had them a keg party. It wouldn't have bothered them a bit. You know what? I fit right in right there when I was out of God's will. I went one time, and you know what I said? That ain't a church. That ain't a church. Next Sunday, go out and live like you want to, like a lot of God's people. You can't go live any way you want to on Friday and Saturday night if you're saved. You ain't going to be able to go and live it up and get up there and sing Amazing Grace. I tried that. I went to a real church. A real preacher got up there and preached. He got preaching, and I got to struggling. He said, let's all sing Amazing Grace. And I was sitting there like it. I couldn't even sing Amazing Grace. You said, well, what'd you do? I didn't go back. Why? If I go back there, I'm going to have to do something. I'm going to have to change something. I'm going to have to get rid of all them friends in college. I'm going to have to get rid of all that alcohol. I'm going to have to get rid of all the junk that goes with it. And I wished I'd have went back one more time, but I didn't go because I was scared to go. Now God's people, you know what they'll do? They'll come in, live like the devil all week, come into church, and they're fine with it. It don't even bother them. When the Holy Ghost gets in your heart, guess what? You'll know it, and you won't have to worry about it. He'll let you know. But if you can keep on going, and it don't even bother you, you need to make sure you've met the same one I've met. Ain't that right? Hey. 1989, not before Easter, I'm in jail. Alcohol gets you messed up. I'm in jail. I'm in Myrtle Beach. That tells y'all everything you need to know. Here's the problem. I've drank one. And I'm in a party. And guess what? Found out the cops, they just... the first one came, I thought, man, I think... I wasn't a little puny guy like I am now. I thought, he grabbed me, and I was like, I don't know how him grabbing me. I found out that they run in like threes. And I went from throwing my shoulder on that one to back of my head hitting the back of his window. And I thought, boy, I was like, yes, sir. He could have told me to sit down on my knee and bark like a dog. I'd have barked as hard as I can. I said, whatever you want me to do, sir, I'll do whatever. He said, I wouldn't try that no more. I said, sir, I know I won't. I'll just put me. And God put me in there. You say, well, God did that. Yeah, he did. The night before, I was getting ready to go back to the same place. And it wasn't good the night before, and it was going to go worse that night. And I sit in there. 1989, not before Easter, Saturday night. And I sit in there, and I looked at all them people in there with me. And here's what the whole, for the love of the Spirit. Oh, you know what I found out that night? That I'd done him wrong. But you know who come in there and sit down beside me? The Holy, sweet Spirit of God. He snuggled up right beside me and said, son, Peter was thrown in jail, but not for like you. John the Baptist was thrown in jail, but not for somebody like, not like what you're doing. They sit there and they struggled and look at you in here. And I'm going to tell you what, a week before that, my grandmother let me know on the way out of a big old 73 Camaro. And I thought, I better not run over. She got in the driveway. Same one that led me to the Lord. She told me to roll that window down. She put her finger in there. She said, God's been waking me up every night for 3 weeks. Last night, I want you to know, if you go back to Boone, last night I want you to know that I turned you over to God. Whew. There ain't another person in this world that could have said that to me. Seriously. That thing was just loud. I was sitting there and I looked there and I said, Mama, don't do that. She said, son, I may not have the education you do, but I talk to God and he talks to me. And I've been praying for you every night. Said he's waking me up 2 or 3 in the morning. I can't keep going, so I turned you over. I tell you what, it wasn't a week I was in jail. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for never leaving me. Met my wife right after that. Got married in 1992, 1994. She's diagnosed with cancer. They don't know if she's going to make it or not. I'm 25 years old. I tell you what, I don't know why, or 27 years old at that time. Had to grow up. And I'm going to tell you what, if God hadn't put that trial in my life, I don't know if I'd be here tonight. I doubt I'd be preaching tonight. But for the love of the Spirit, went through chemo. All her hair fell out. Everything happened. They told us, Duke University said, you've got about 1 to 5% chance of ever having children. And then the doctor said this, but if you do, will you be able? Are you going to be man enough to be able to raise them by yourself? I remember being so mad. I wanted to think. I remember sitting there thinking, if I could take that chair out and throw it through that window, I would. I was so mad. He said, "You don't like me." And he said, "I said I just don't like the message you're giving me." But I'm going to tell you what. For the first time in my life, you know what I did? I got back in God's Word, and I read in there, and I read the whole book of Job, and you know what I thought? For the first time in my life, this makes sense. 1996, after 2 years of running, God called me to preach. 1998, sun's coming up in May, and God said, praise me. Raise me. And I held a little girl. Oh. 2 years later, I hold another one. He said, praise me. I'm going to tell you something tonight. I don't know you, you don't know me. But the love of the Holy Ghost that's helped me, that's found me. For 26 years, he's helped me to preach. 26 years, he's helped me to pastor. I'm going to tell you something. I thank him not only for his patience and long-suffering. I thank him for his comfort. I don't know you. So I'm just going to say this. You'll know whether you've been there or not. You remember them long nights? You remember when you were so burdened? You remember when you didn't know if you was going to make it through till the next morning? You ever been there? I have. I've been up all night thinking, Lord, if you'll just let me see the sunrise. You ever been there? If you ain't, you will be. And I'm going to tell you what, Dr. Phil and Oprah and all the rest of them ain't going to help you. In fact, ain't even nobody else. Your preacher probably, he'll help you for a few minutes. And guess what? You're going to go back in the house and you got to deal with it. But I'll tell you this. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You remember when the Holy Ghost, I know y'all probably think I'm crazy. You ever had him sing over you? Sit there and put his arm around you and say, you know what? I know you're hurting, but I'm here. You ever been so down, all of a sudden, it's just like Pentecost, a fresh breath there come through wherever you're at, and the Holy Spirit just start moving on you. And you know what happens then? All of a sudden, you'll find yourself going from real low to you start singing. Yeah. And it don't sound right. It don't sound pretty. It don't sound nothing. And it may be a bunch of crying. And then you'll go, hey, I've had it where he told me to take my shoes off. You're on holy ground and just sit around by myself and praise the Lord. You know why? Because the love of the Spirit's in me. You ain't got to be with me. I ain't got to be with you. I've got one riding with me that's a whole lot bigger deal than what me and you are. You remember those nights? You remember? Hey, you say, I don't like going back to them hard times. No, you need to go back to them hard times. You remember what he did for you? You didn't think you was going to make it, but guess what? You're here. Ain't that right? There's probably people in this church that you were so burdened over. Guess what? They're here. Right? Hey, some of you say, you don't know what all I've been through. You don't know what I've been through. But I'll tell you this. What would you do tonight without the love of the Spirit? You say, well, I'll tell you what. It just don't do that much for me. Oh, if you get it, it'll do something for you. There's something inside of here that you can't turn down. Love of the Spirit. I want to tell you something. I've never prayed by myself. You say, oh yeah, you have. No, I hadn't. Every time I pray, He's the one that's making groanings. He's the one that's getting this old flesh of these old prayers I pray straightened out. You believe it? I've never been alone, and I've never prayed by myself. It's still. Where's the Holy Spirit protected you? Who's the Holy Spirit protected you from? I want to tell you what he'd do to your pastor. I want to tell you what the devil would do to your pastor. You know what he'd do to your pastor? He'd sift him as wheat. You know what that means? He'd cut him down. Do away with him. You know what he'd do to your marriage tonight? You know what he would love to do to your marriage tonight? He would like to break up your marriage tonight. The devil, you know what the devil would like to do to your children tonight? You know what the devil would like to do to this church tonight? I'm going to tell you something. Here's another thing we need to have revival in. The devil is real. He's your enemy. He's wicked. He's mean. And he don't care about your marriage, your children. In fact, he'd like for all of us to go to hell, except for the love of the Spirit. Right? He can't. You know why? I'm saved to the uttermost. And I know that I am. Washed in the blood of the precious Lamb, right? That's what it says, ain't it? Where were you? How were you when you felt the love of the Spirit? What situation were you in? And he's a shoulder. Go back with me. Go back to your life. I want you to raise your hand tonight. Do you remember the conviction of the Holy Spirit before you were saved? Raise your hand if you remember that. You remember what that feels like? You remember how you felt when you decided that He could reach down and pull you out of a pit, pull you out of a mess, save your soul, I tell you, clean you up, you know, forgive you, forget about it. East is from the west. I tell you, cast in the sea of forgiveness. You remember that? You remember how you felt? Hey, how clean you were. Yes, sir. Let me tell you something. You still are. Yes, sir. It ain't because you're good. No. It's because of the Holy Spirit that's living inside of you. When's the last time you praised the Holy Spirit? Because you know what? The Holy Spirit points to Jesus. Here's how the Lord led me tonight. How long has it been since you thanked Him? First, someone that's lost here tonight. And the Holy Spirit's knocking at your heart's door. Do not turn him off. He'll be the best friend that you've ever had. He'll be the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He'll seal you. He'll save you. He'll keep you. He'll guide you. He'll take you in. And one day, he'll present you as a pure, pure bride. What about that? Somebody like me going to be a beautiful, pure bride. As ugly as I am, as dirty. I want everybody to stand to your feet tonight, please. If you don't mind, all heads bowed and no one looking around.